Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Maybe you want to celebrate the not quite record high. It's flirting. Bitcoin is flirting with its record high from earlier this year. I was, I think, in jail at the time Bitcoin hit its record high earlier this year. It apparently was around $65,000.
Did it actually hit that? I remember getting up to 60.
It was 64.9, apparently, according to a couple of the places I checked today. Because today, Bitcoin, BTC, the original cryptocurrency, hit over $62,800. And so it made me wonder, all right, well, you know, I know we're getting close. Bonnie thought it was like 67,000 was what it hit before, but according to...
Yeah, I have like a fake memory of that or something.
Well, you know, I mean, there's different exchanges. We'll give, which will give you different rates, too. Yeah. So, it's you know, when you say it's the high, you kind of have to...
I checked a few different exchanges. I didn't see anything that was any higher than 65.
Okay.
The highest I saw was 64,900.
Okay.
That was the highest I saw. So if Bitcoin hits $65,000, that, from what I can tell, is going to be a new record high. Now, it didn't make it there today, but it did go up quite a bit. I think this morning when we were getting up, it was around 60,000, and then this evening it was like 62.
It was like 55 the other day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's on a run up. And you know, historically, Bitcoin, in its good years, of course, almost every year has been a good year for Bitcoin.
Well, there's been a few that haven't.
There's been a few years where it's been down.
Let's not go overboard on how good it's been.
I'm not going overboard. I'm
always better than it, you know, being worth a cent.
I think the best way to describe it is it's been, and I don't like describing it as an investment, but it's been the best. If it were an investment, it's the best investment in history. So.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
It's certainly the best investment of the last decade.
Sure. Hands down. Absolutely.
And so if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. It is Ian here with you.
And Bonnie.
And Chris.
So we're going to go to your phone calls when you make them about whatever's on your mind. But I definitely want to focus on Bitcoin a little bit. It's always worth talking about just in general, but especially when the price is going crazy. And as I was saying, toward the end of the year, on the years where Bitcoin's really had a big run, like 2017, and then, what was it, I guess, earlier this year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or late last year. It's that end of the year, kind of Christmas time, Thanksgiving time. That's when things start to get crazy.
And Bitcoin Christmas bonus.
Yeah, and it usually starts, like, around now. And so, now, there's no predicting Bitcoin. There's no guarantee that it's going to follow this pattern. But if it does, this could be the run-up to 100,000, 150,000.
I hope so.
I mean, it is possible, based on things that have happened in the past. Of course, anything's possible. It's also possible to crash to zero. But that seems highly unlikely at this point, because the more adoption Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies get, the more acceptance it has, the less likely it's ever going to fail. I mean, and it's not going to fail for technical reasons. I mean, because unless quantum computing breaks it someday, which is a whole other story, but it's rock solid as far as its reliability is concerned. It's backed by thousands of nodes all across the entire planet. So, you know, the governments of the world can't take this thing down. It's essentially unstoppable. It's cryptographically secure, so it's unhackable. And if it could be hacked, they would have figured that out by now, because there's a huge reward if somebody could actually hack, you know, Bitcoin.
It's, you know, it's kind of funny because talking about it being hackable or not, and the government, you know, the government system gets hacked all the time.
Oh, you mean the dollars and wire transfers?
Yeah, dollars. People get defrauded all the time through wire transfers. You know, North Korea, I think they got $1 billion. What was it, last year or something like that? Maybe it was a couple years now, but $1 billion in like one heist, basically.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, this idea that like you know, like the crypto somehow, because there's this impression that the media likes to push that it's like it's unstable and it's, you know, you're at risk of like hackers and things. Well, your bank account is actually too. And if you ever look at like, there's been plenty of businesses who have lost money, been defrauded, and they can't get the money back because businesses aren't protected. Now, there's a certain amount of time period you might be able to like report something to your bank as a business, but it's like a day probably as opposed to a consumer. Who has more protection? So there's a lot of you know, bank fraud that goes on, money, you know, yep, theft or however you want to phrase it. You know, so it's crypto. It's if it's your keys, you control it, and not your keys, not your crypto. Is
and
basically
that's one
the
of
same.
The key differences. I mean, between what happens in the old money system where
right.
it's banks,
you're
and
trusting
central,
somebody else. Yeah. You don't have to trust people with your crypto.
But correct. You. If you just join with, you know, blockchain or something, then you are trusting somebody else with your crypto. So don't
you're talking about
used.
The company. We got to be careful because some right. companies name themselves after technologies.
Yeah, what's the most common ones? What are
Coinbase.
Coinbase. That's what I was.
And they also name themselves after a Bitcoin technology,
term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, in the case when you say blockchain, you mean blockchain.com, which is an actual company that is a centralized entity. Although to be fair, their main product is a decentralized. Is a non-custodial wallet. So they actually do have a non-custodial wallet they offer. Because Coinbase, on the other hand, is completely custodial. They have custody of your crypto,
right.
your dollars, everything that you put on deposit with them. And if they want to freeze your account,
not your keys, not your crypto.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's what they call a hosted wallet is basically what Coinbase has.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like putting your money in somebody else's hands. So
sure.
if the government wants to seize it or freeze it or whatever, or Coinbase wants to take it and run,
or if it
they
gets
can.
Hacked.
And that's the thing. Like, it can. And so it's no different than a bank account.
Right.
When you hold your own crypto on your own non-hosted wallet, right, it's a non-custodial wallet, then the only thing that can get hacked is, I mean, you could potentially get hacked, but
yeah,
you're not
you
at risk of somebody else just walking off with it who you've entrusted.
Right. You could be scammed by, you know, essentially a, what do they call it, where the social engineering. You could, somebody could
sure.
like, trick you into giving them your passcode or something like that,
yep.
or handing over your phone to them, you know, whatever.
Yep.
So there are like human engineering kind of ways
absolutely.
To do this, but by its default, it's very, very safe. Now, interestingly, there have been some governments around the world recently, of course, El Salvador, the most noteworthy.
Brazil.
Brazil is heading in that direction.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've passed.
It hasn't passed. It's a proposed bill, as
yeah.
I understand it.
El Salvador earlier this year, not earlier, but this summer, and then ultimately putting it into place in September, launched a government legal tenderizing, if you will, of Bitcoin. So now El Salvador has two different types of legal tender, one the U.S. dollar, two Bitcoin, and it's been an interesting experiment so far. But you've got another bit of news, Chris, about a much bigger government of the world.
It is, and it's not quite legal tender, but
someone big is saying some things.
It's a person, it's more specifically
yeah.
the person whose opinion is one of the, what would you say, probably second leading figure in the world as far as politicians.
He's top three for sure.
So this is a story coming from Bloomberg, and the title of the story is Putin says he accepts crypto's role in making payments.
Hmm.
So this is a government, effectively, because for people who don't understand how Russia works, I don't know if you call it a dictatorship, but it's basically he's the guy in charge, right? It's not like the United States. I mean, people get to vote in Russia, theoretically, but because of how locked down everything is,
yeah, I don't think you get many choices.
Your vote doesn't really count.
They'll just grab your other, you know, opposition candidate and throw
him
in
a prison cell, yeah.
Right, right. And when the other guy that you can vote for is in a prison cell, does it really count your vote? I mean,
yeah.
So for people to fully understand this and appreciate this, he's basically saying that Russia is not looking to ban cryptocurrency, which is basically a wink, wink, saying, yeah, feel free to use it. And if it's a feel free to use situation, sounds like it might even be better off, and you might be better off in Russia if you do stuff with cryptocurrency than in the United States. And don't get me wrong, you know, we already know the United States is targeting people, so
yeah, right here.
It just makes me think that the United States is going to like go under, and Russia could become, you know, the superpower.
It sure isn't looking good right now with some empty store shelves out there across the U.S. With supply chain issues causing huge, huge problems.
And they're turning their back on the only thing that could possibly be a solution to their people, at least. I mean, the government's gone.
The thing that could be a solution would be them getting the hell out of people's business, and they're never going to do that. That's for sure. But let's talk a little bit more about, what Putin exactly had to say on this here in moments. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160. And has Biden ever commented on cryptocurrency?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, what Vladimir Putin have to say about cryptocurrency? I mean, this is pretty big news. I mean, I don't get impressed by what politicians do or say, but one thing's for sure, they've been in the United States, they've been doing everything they can to take a dump on cryptocurrency. They are attacking the exchanges, they're attacking individuals, they just formed, according to Cointelegraph, a national crypto enforcement team. I don't know if Biden has ever commented on it. I know Trump doesn't like it.
I mean, to Putin's credit, I mean, I don't think that Biden would even recall what it is, even though he's probably been told what it is a million times now. So
yeah, he's old.
It's that, you know, Ponzi scheme.
Well, actually, how did you know? Somebody just said that.
I just saw it. That's why I'm making fun of him.
So, yeah, I told the guy in the chat room, I think he's a YouTube viewer, he was claiming we're promoting a Ponzi scheme. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean,
Bitcoin is a Ponzi scheme.
The problem with, you know, calling it a Ponzi scheme is that people are using it for transactions, like, right? Like, on a commercial basis.
Yes, not at all.
And it may be that you haven't seen that because you're not using it personally, but it's like, that's like saying that, you know, the euro isn't a thing or is a Ponzi scheme because you don't, just because you don't use it, right?
And yeah, and I think that comes from the thought that you buy crypto just for the number to go up and you to profit off of it.
Yeah, I think that you're probably right about that, but I invited him to call in and explain what he means by that. I suspect we'll never hear from him because
I'd love for him to call in.
He's one of those chat room people that, you know, doesn't actually have the courage to express himself in any sort of conversational manner.
Or but
the phones are open at 603-283-6160. In fact, we're going to go to the phones, and then you'll tell us more about what
absolutely
Vladimir Putin, is it the term president of Russia?
Dictator,
whatever he had to say about crypto in moments. But first, Dave Ridley is on the line from RidleyReport.com, calling from New Hampshire. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, so I was reading the article in the Concord Monitor about the protest at the Executive Council meeting.
You mean the meeting where hundreds of people showed up, and as a result, the Executive Council voted to refuse $27 million in COVID bribe money from the federal government, that meeting?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And the article I noticed was written by a reporter who is on loan to the Concord Monitor from an organization known as a Report for AmeriCorps. Now, that does not mean she's working for AmeriCorps precisely. However, her boss is with AmeriCorps.
Okay, AmeriCorps is a federal government make-work agency, basically, as I understand them?
Correct. It's a federal bureaucracy funded with tax dollars, I guess. Well, yeah, according to Wikipedia, he's a senior advisor for AmeriCorps and a former FCC senior advisor. And he formed this organization that's sending reporters all over the country, and they're reporting to basically a federal official.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, he probably doesn't deal with her super directly, right? I don't know how many reporters they've sent out. And she does sort of work for the Monitor, too, but it feels almost like, you know, in the Russian army, in the Soviet army, they used to have political officers, you know, who would show up and they'd tell you how to run your tank. Because Stalin,
just to clarify, are you saying the person who wrote the Concord Monitor article about this is actually being paid by the government?
I don't think so. I think that, well, I don't see any clear evidence to that effect. I only smell a rat. I can't prove a rat.
I missed one critical detail. What was the connection to AmeriCorps from the author of the article?
So she works for Report for AmeriCorps,
mm-hmm.
Which is connected to the federal bureaucracy AmeriCorps, but does not itself necessarily receive government funding. They listed their funding on their website. They didn't name any government agencies, and I couldn't find anything on the Internet that indicated they're receiving government funding.
Hmm.
However, I will say this. It's normal to see, you know, disturbing articles in the press that are misleading, but this one was unusually bad. First of all, the reporter did not, like, you know, 9 people were arrested in the meeting, and I'm not even sure why they were arrested.
Most of them were hit with disorderly conduct charges. I believe one was hit with a resisting arrest charge as well. But, yeah, the usual government catch-all, as we know, longtime activists know, whenever the government gang doesn't have anything to charge you with, They hit you with disorderly conduct. So that's what happened there. And we still haven't determined whether or not the first two people that were arrested, Footloose Frank and Therese, the nurse, Therese Grinnell, we still aren't sure whether those were warrants based on their previous meeting, them speaking up verbally at the previous meeting that they're just now arresting them for.
Yeah, or, because the cops didn't give them a complaint when they got out of jail.
Amazingly, I don't understand how that is even legal, where you could possibly arrest somebody,
probably not,
book them, then release them on bail with a court date, and they know what their charge is, but they don't even know, they have no complaint, they have no written complaint.
I believe Frank is a Footloose.
Yeah.
His bail conditions are actually they're not legible. It's illegible. Mm-hmm. The handwriting. It's like other, and then it's you cannot read mm-hmm. what it says. Mm-hmm. Nobody's been able to interpret what this handwriting says. It's right. Not even clear. It's like actual words.
Oh, sorry. I wanted to know, what's so bad about the article, though? Because I'm really interested. I was there at this protest, and I can say everybody was a peaceful protester. Even Frank Footloose, you know, Staples, was being quiet. I didn't hear him screaming.
Has a big mouth, usually, so yeah. It's amazing quiet at this protest.
So her headline is that there's some health official that was upset about the ruling. She doesn't mention the arrests in the headline, which is the most important thing that happened, except for the ruling itself. And then she buries the stuff about the arrest. There's no pictures of the arrest. And additionally, there was something else. Go ahead.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, here it is. She did not talk to any of the she interviewed any of the protesters. She just put that out of her article. There's nothing in the article where she talks to any of the protesters, even though she's surrounded by a mm-hmm. sea of real people, not bureaucrats.
People.
Yeah. But she hunts down some official and talks to them.
Sure.
Makes that what he thinks her whole story.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty standard procedure, it seems like. They always go and they seek out the government to comment, and frequently they will simply leave out, you know,
Average person.
Yeah, anybody who's actually, like, doing the protesting part, or they will get something. And if they do, usually it will be, like, stuff that will be taken out of context, or it'll be paraphrased, and, you know, things will have supposedly been said that were never said, and it's amazing how manipulated the media really is, and most people don't understand that, because they've never talked to a reporter.
Yeah, and it sounds
and
like...
Go ahead. I could not find any other articles on the Monitor page that, like, dealt with the protesters, right? It's not like she was, you know, delegated with one side while someone else was delegated with another side. You know, I used to work for this tiny, terrible TV station, and, you know, when something big would happen, we'd send the whole staff, right? And we, like, I remember, you know, we would do lots of different stories about the big event, right?
Well, I can think of one reason why. It's because they can't even think of a negative way to spin what the protesters did to make it seem like there was a reason to arrest them.
Well, plus, and Dave, thanks for the call tonight, as always. Appreciate hearing from you. You know, when he worked for that TV station, that was more than a decade ago. So, you know, the budgets aren't what they used to be. They can't afford to send more than one reporter to these things. More coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're not going to get $3.5 trillion. We'll get less than that, but we're going to get it. and we're going to come back and get the rest.
A very honest President Biden pitching his social spending program in Connecticut as negotiations continue to heat up regarding his plan. Biden saying his Build Back Better plan will invest in the American people, not just roads and bridges. This as former Treasury Secretary under Barack Obama, Larry Summers, says the Fed Reserve is paying way too much attention to social issues rather than a pandemic-induced inflation surge that's triggering wild increases in many consumer prices.
We have a generation of central bankers who are defining themselves by their wokeness. They're defining themselves as by how socially concerned they are.
USA Radio News. The manhunt for Brian Laundry resumed in Florida on Friday. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office saying they were called in by the FBI and are using their canine cadaver dogs at the Carlton Reserve. Crews have been through the area several times in the past month. Laundry has not been charged in the death of Gabby Petito, but is deemed a person of interest. This after he returned from their cross-country road trip alone in September. A TV star is home after a scare at a coffee shop.
Howie Mandel says he's home and doing better after collapsing at a local Starbucks. The 65-year-old TV personality gave an update after being hospitalized. He said on Twitter that he had low blood sugar. Mandel is currently a judge on the NBC reality competition series America's Got Talent, which just completed its 16th season. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Oh, hey, it's Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. That's what happens when I don't use the microphone.
Sorry, I was like, did that come through the my headphones?
It did. But yeah. So you can join us here. What I was saying, what you were laughing about, Bonnie, was that apparently the spokes bureaucrat for Joe Biden is now defending inflation.
Wait, what?
Yeah, well, I've got the story. We'll tell you about it coming up here. But like I said, we got to talk about the Putin's talking about crypto. That's on the way. Of course, open phones, as always, where you can bring up anything that you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. And yes, Bitcoin, I'm not going to say it scraped its all-time high, but it came within striking distance. I mean, it was, you know, nearly $63,000 today, and its all-time high was $65,000. I mean, that's the kind of, you know, $2,000 for Bitcoin, that's 10 minutes sometimes. Like, it can jump up that fast, that far, in a very, very short period of time. So, I mean, by the end of the show, we might be at a new record high, although it is down a little bit. It's down around 60 right now. So you never know what's going to happen. We will keep you informed about that. But if you want to get the latest news headlines about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in general, head on over to news.bitcoin.com. They've got it, and it's updated every single day, probably multiple times daily. It's a great site for the latest info. Anytime you need it over at news.bitcoin.com. And if you want to get the basics about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, just click on Get Started at the top of bitcoin.com. You can watch some introductory videos there, as many of them as you want, but the first one's only 3 minutes long, so it will not take a long period of time. That's Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, Sean is in New Hampshire calling us from Concord. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hey.
An issue that recently came to my mind, and I was able to give it a lot of thought, was before things are going really wrong in the country, before things are going really wrong where you have people busting out into a riot from a peaceful protest to a riot, and before a police officer is shooting a nonviolent person because they're scared, before all that, what is a problem that I noticed that is the root of it is people's trust of the police ends up being the problem that causes police to be fearful.
Mm. Do you trust the police, Sean?
I struggle with it, just like everybody else.
Well, you're a smart man if you don't trust the police, because the police are a bunch of liars for the most part. Now, there may be a few honest ones out there, but they're, by and large, they're actually encouraged to lie in their trainings. They're actually, that's part of the
courage. They're trained to lie.
That's what I'm saying.
Would you say that the reason that a woman got beat by her husband was because she stopped trusting him, and, you know, that was like a determining factor of to why he beat her?
Yeah, and
really no difference.
One of the one of the things that I noticed is group stalking.
Gang stalking?
Group stalking?
Group stalking.
What do you
mean
by that?
Groups of people stalking a person.
When you say you've noticed that, what do you mean?
Like law enforcement and even the court system fails to understand when more than one person is in on stalking somebody.
Oh, well, I mean, you don't. Would you agree, Sean, that it's actually law enforcement that is the biggest gang stalker out there? I mean, they're the ones who are stalking people. They're the ones who are arresting peaceful people.
But before they do it, it's people on the street doing it.
Yeah. There's people have called us about this, and thanks for the call, Sean. I appreciate it. People have called about this gang stalking thing in the past.
He didn't use that term. He's being vague.
But that's what he's referring to. And it just seems like it's something that a lot of paranoid people believe in. I'm not saying it's impossible that there's some other group out there besides the police that could be stalking you. I mean, obviously, if you're that interesting of a person, but I think a lot of the times the people who believe they're being gang stalked are not really worthy. They're not with it, but they're not really worthy of being stalked for anything. They're not particularly wealthy. They're not particularly intelligent. You know, they don't have the Colonel's secret recipe that they're trying to keep secret. You know, they're just afraid of whatever, you know. And I'm not saying there aren't people out to get you, but maybe
it may not be the people that you think.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like it's most likely to be the government that's going to be stalking you.
Yeah, it's odd because it seems, most likely that the government's going to be stalking you, putting, you know, watching you.
They want to know about your bank activity, over $600 now.
You know, asking companies to give you give them information on you. And it's interesting because last night we had a friend get arrested. He
was thinking the same thing, actually.
He called his wife or girlfriend. I don't know. I think that's his girlfriend. And she showed up and he said, "My wife just pulled in." They ran up and grabbed her, threw her on the ground, broke her face, and broke her phone she was recording them with.
Yeah, that's a real gang. They're called the police.
Yeah, it's more like a real gang, stalking a person and his family.
They have uniforms. They have logos.
I didn't even think that could happen I guess it was pretty close to Manchester. You know, I that's the kind of thing I typically expect out of the Manchester cops, but I was not expecting that out of Hillsborough.
Well, Hillsborough's particularly corrupt cops.
I know they're bad. I didn't realize they were as bad as Manchester, though.
I mean, there's bad cops everywhere.
That's true.
You just never know which
small towns like that are more likely to have, you know, like a bunch of thugs.
You never know which thug's going to show up.
Maybe not more likely than a city, but still just as likely.
If you're lucky, you get one that kind of follows the book. And if you're not lucky, you get one that smashes your face in and breaks your cell phone. And that's apparently what happened.
Exactly what happened. Yeah, so. I actually couldn't believe how much blood there was
Yeah, it was shocking.
And the bones that were broken, literally, you know, this guy pummeled her face.
And this woman's like 100 pounds, and she was running away from him.
And she wasn't even being arrested for anything.
It was crazy. The cop never said, you know, I'm a cop, or, you know.
Or you're under arrest.
You're under arrest or anything. He just.
Yeah, she thought some psycho was running at her because there was a psycho running at her.
And mind you, this is in a parking lot right near a store, you know, a grocery store. So it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't, it was crazy. It's a crazy story.
Yeah, and apparently she was recording, but the cops smashed her phone. So who knows if that will be recoverable, that video.
That phone had a case on it, so he really had to, you know, he didn't just, like, take it out of her hand and drop it.
That's shocking.
That was like a smashing of the phone kind of situation, like destroying evidence intentionally kind of situation.
It's something you would expect out of Russia, but it actually happens all the time here in the United States. Let's get back to the original story, Chris. You had opened up the show tonight with news that Vladimir Putin is apparently a cryptocurrency believer, meaning that he's apparently said that cryptocurrencies have value, which is different than what people like Donald Trump have said, or the head of J.P. Morgan Chase, who says that Bitcoin is worthless.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's almost as if he thinks it just hasn't gotten big enough for him to take advantage of yet, because he's got so many billions, but that he's looking forward to the day where he can actually use it himself.
Vladimir Putin.
Interesting.
That's kind of how it sounds to me. Let's read some of this, and you can interpret it yourself.
Still, it does sound better than the person that people act like is such a great businessman, Donald Trump, saying this thing is evil.
Oh, yeah, he hates crypto. Oh, he loves the dollar, hates crypto.
How can you think he's a great businessman? Like, you have to be retarded.
He's a failure.
Yeah, he pretty much failed at every business. Yeah. Or am I thinking of Bush?
He failed. Donald Trump got a lot of money from his daddy.
Yeah.
That's why he's...
It seems like that's the people they like to put in power for whatever reason in the establishment. Keep putting people in power that fail at business.
Maybe they owe somebody something because, I mean, they still have money.
They're controllable, probably, is what it comes down to. Russian President Vladimir Putin signaled tolerance of cryptocurrencies, which are drawing increasing scrutiny from regulators around the world amid fears they can be used for money laundering and criminal activity.
They always have to include that. Yeah. They always have to include that line of scary.
Well, he must be a huge, terrible guy, Mr. Putin, if he's supporting cryptocurrency. Well, yeah, that's true. But
he's probably a terrible guy. But we'll tell you more about what he actually said here coming up. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Open phones if you want to join us here. The number 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Chris. And, of course, you can bring up what you want at this point here on Free Talk Live. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Also, want to make sure you know about Intercoin. It is a way that you can help yourself launch your own currency and raise money using your own token. Intercoin.org has now launched worldwide. So if there's a token you want to launch or an app you want to build for your community, you can go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, you can get some Intercoin investor tokens for yourself. Head over to Intercoin.org. As we go back to the phones, we still got to get to Putin and what he had to say about crypto. And Chris will share that with us in just a moment. But first, Jesse is on the line, and he previously had called from Virginia, but apparently you're in New Hampshire tonight. So welcome to New Hampshire, Jesse. Congrats, Jesse.
Thanks, man. It was kind of a grueling 11-hour drive, but I made it. Actually got to meet with some of the people from the Free State Project, including there with nobody tonight, which is pretty cool.
Right.
It's always cool to talk to nobody.
Mr. Yeah. Nobody, Crypto 6, changed his name from Rich Paul.
Yeah, he's always fun to talk to. Unfortunately, yep. I'm prohibited by my ridiculous bail conditions from being able to speak with him, but I'm glad you were able to talk to him. I heard you were at the crypto meetup. Is that right?
Yeah, the crypto meetup at the Indian place.
Nice.
Good that you guys put out the calendar. It makes it a lot easier for, you know, somebody that's, you know, coming from super far away and not knowing anybody here. And
yeah, I'm glad
really,
we
really helpful.
I'm glad we updated the calendar, because it was usually the Friday crypto meetups are at Foking Great, but this is, I think, the first time where it had to be migrated somewhere else.
Because they were closed due to a chef like getting sick or something.
Yeah, one of the chefs got sick, so they're closed this week. So actually, Social Sunday will also be moved to Indian Curry as well.
Oh, wow.
Indian Curry is so great.
Nice thing about the Indian place here in Keene is it's open 7 days a week. That guy never stops working.
It's like 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. if I'm not mistaken.
He's amazing. I think it's a little bit bit later than that, but yeah, he's open for like 12 hours at least a day.
It's definitely 9 p.m.
Yeah, I think it's like 9 to 9 or something. But,
oh, you might be right. It might be 9 to 9.
Because, yeah, he has to have the food ready, and, you know, he probably gets there at 7. He's probably prepping or whatever. He's one of the hardest working guys, probably the hardest working guy in this area. Anyway, and he takes cryptocurrency, which is super cool.
He does.
For his Indian food. And that's just one of a myriad of restaurants, and we've got like a car repair place, a general practice doctor now, a dentist. There's a bunch of businesses, like a wide variety. A couple of convenience stores, two or three convenience stores.
Barbershop, the hair salon.
Right, yeah.
The Mighty Moose Mart on Route 101.
There's a couple of convenience stores, yeah, that's right.
Now, Jesse, are you into crypto or are you just kind of like feeling it out?
I'm just kind of feeling it out. I've known about it for a while. Fortunately, at the moment, all my money is tied up in fiat.
Mm.
So I'm going to look to... you know, diversify my investments.
Right,
interested in getting the gold backs too. Where is online the only place you could buy the gold backs?
I mean, there's sometimes people who are willing to sell the ones that they have. You just kind of have to ask.
It's pretty easy to get them. If you come out to like a nightcap or a crypto meetup or a social Sunday, you just ask around. There's probably somebody that will sell them to you.
I know that Captain Kickass, one of our co-hosts, has been selling full sets of the New Hampshire gold back. So if you're looking for the full set, you should probably, you know, maybe Chris could give him a ping and let him know to bring one to the nightcap tonight. For our listeners that don't know, we have a regular Friday night meetup here that happens basically at midnight. And it started as last year as a protest against the so-called stay-at-home order. And so that's like continuing just as basically a weekly party. So how long are you up here for, Jesse? What's your plan?
So I'm gonna stay here till at least Tuesday. I might end up staying a little bit longer.
Right on. Well, there's now I don't know if you checked the full New Hampshire calendar. There's one calendar that's specific to Keene, and then there's another one for all of like New Hampshire, basically. Did you go to that one too? That's a good one to check out.
Yeah, I think I found that one. It had the some stuff from the seacoast and then Manchester and all different events like.
Yeah,
there's usually an event from each of those places.
Yeah, make the trip around and, you know, get a lay of the land, meet a whole bunch of people. It's super easy to do because there's always stuff going on here. And congrats, man. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, I'm just excited to be here. I first heard about you guys from this radio show, so you guys must be doing a good job.
Great, man. I'm glad to have you out there, and thanks for the call tonight. Thank you, Jesse, and enjoy the stay here in New Hampshire. It's a perfect time of the year, too, to be up here. I mean, oh, my God. He's basically in
beautiful.
Peak. It's peak right now as far as it's probably hard as hell to find a hotel room.
Oh, yeah.
But
I think they were $190 a night is what I was hearing.
Yeah, it's also
hotel rooms
rates.
That are like $100 a night usually or less.
Yeah, $200.
$200.
If you can find one, because everybody wants to have their wedding right now, and it's like... Maybe Airbnb is a better bet, you know? Maybe you can find something there, but either way,
I think
it's
everything is
tough.
Sold out.
Yeah, it's probably tough. So, anyway, great time to come up and check things out. Of course, anytime's a good time because there's always freedom-loving people here in the Shire, and you should be here, too. If you love liberty, if you actually care about freedom, if you love crypto and you're a liberty-minded person, why not go where there's an actual community of people who agree with you? Why not go to the place where you can actually spend cryptocurrency in real life?
Why not go to the place where I literally flipped off the governor the other day? That's
did
how
he
involved
it?
You can. He was looking at all of us.
Okay, nice.
And multiple people were doing it.
That's awesome.
He waved.
Good times. So we were talking about crypto. We're talking about Russia, specifically Vladimir Putin. He said some positive things about cryptocurrency. What do you have to say?
Yeah, surprisingly, and again, this is positive for a politician, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is definitely coming from his perspective on it. It's like, it's not yet ready for me yet to use, but it seems, I don't think he used the word cool, but like that's kind of what he was saying, because again, politicians, right? Currency, cryptocurrency, has the right to exist. This is what he said, has the right to exist and can be used as a means of payment. Putin said in an interview with CNBC. So this is his blessing of using cryptocurrency in Russia.
It's kind of weird to say that like a thing has a right.
Well, this is, again, this is in the context of other governments who are cracking down on it, like the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also under the same umbrella of some countries like El Salvador and Brazil seem to be getting on board with, you know, saying crypto is okay to use too. So with CNBC, that was posted on the Kremlin's website Thursday. Still, he cautioned it was too soon to talk about using digital currencies for trading oil and other commodities. Again, this is like, that's what he does, basically. So from his perspective of billions of dollars, it's not quite, there's not quite enough consumption or use of crypto. Mm-hmm. I think in order for him to be like using it as a primary means of doing large transactions, you know, that, because I mean, oil, we're talking billions of dollars.
Maybe he just doesn't know about Monero and how he.
I mean, what's the crypto market cap right now?
I'll find out for you. It's probably getting close to $2 trillion, would be my guess.
Yeah, here. I mean, you're talking about a man who runs a
company. Oh, sorry, $2.4 trillion.
Yeah, $2.4 trillion. So it's probably not yet enough people using it, because if he started using it for like oil, then all of a sudden it's going to like really cause, you know, crypto to explode, right? So it's probably not ready quite for that.
Yeah, but. And I don't know what kind of deals these oil deals are, but I'm imagining they're in the hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, as far as, you know, when people are buying and selling.
He doesn't have to start with that, just like, you know, billions. Buying guns or something, he could use Monero and nobody would know.
That's true. Of course, the thing is, the big objection that people have with using cryptocurrency as a day-to-day business thing is that it is volatile. I mean, the price of crypto went up like 5% just today. I say crypto. The price of Bitcoin went up like at least 5% today, and then it dropped a few thousand dollars, you know, after that. So you never really know like what it's going to do. Obviously, if it keeps going up in price, then it's like, okay, everybody's happy. But
who cares if you're a multi-billionaire?
Well, because there's certain margins when it comes to buying something like oil. You know, they're probably not marking it up.
That's why I said we're thinking smaller, like buying a bunch of guns for your military.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I mean, that's a huge industry, too, so I'm not sure if that works either.
I get what you're saying, Bonnie. It's just, I'm just giving you the main objection here from business owners, and it's a legitimate objection. I mean, they you know, if you're buying a product, you have to sell that product for more than you got it for, and if the price is changing before you can cash it into something that's more stable, it can be a very difficult thing to
Heard this argument, like, if you're super rich, you probably shouldn't get into crypto. I've never heard that.
I'm sorry, but I'm just not buying that argument. I understand that fear, but just as a business owner who uses cryptocurrency all the time, it's like, it just doesn't add up, because even if you sometimes lose money, it's kind of like a stock, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, it's going to go down sometimes, but as long as it's going up more than it goes down, you're going to make money off it.
Sure. So,
and you're going to make more money off it than if you hold dollars.
And you and I both know that cryptocurrency has trended upward over time, but that doesn't stop somebody from being irrationally perhaps afraid of what might happen.
Right.
Okay, so you're saying it's irrational. Definitely. I thought you were saying it's rational.
Based on the past, but you don't know. I mean, it is also rational in that you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, there could be a
crash.
There's more coming up here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.